Well, thanks a lot, Jerry Damon. That brings us up to date on the news. And, Jerry, you may as well just sit right down over there and join the party. It's hour number 4 on Marathon, and we're talking to Louis Armstrong. We're saluting Louis. We're asking him a couple of questions. We're going over some familiar ground, and we're unearthing a couple of bones that we haven't seen before, too. Louis has a way of coming up with things that are really pretty surprising. Louis, let's talk about your favorites. In the world of music, male vocalists, for instance, how about running down a couple of people that you yourself like to listen to?
Well, you know, I'm a funny man. I like all music, and especially if it's played good. I'm like Jack Tegon, you know what I mean? There ain't but two kind of music, good or bad.
Good or bad.
But, I mean, there are such things as outstanding vocals. Like,
yeah, that's what I want, the outstanding.
I think Perry Como is an outstanding man.
You like Perry?
He knocks me out.
You like that?
Frank.
Frank. Don't skip over these fellas so fast now. I want to hear them.
I'm just calling you how to hit me. I mean.
Well, that's what I mean.
Quite nice. All the boys are nice, but those are your top boys there.
You like Perry? You like Frank Sinatra? You like Bing Crosby?
Yeah, and we got other singers, you know, but sometimes you got to look around after you leave them boys, you know.
Listen, Louis, what are your reflections about the current vogue in music, the rock and roll, the skiffle, they call it now? You notice they're getting sort of back to country-style music?
Well, look like every style they get, they go back and get it. I mean, look how long the skiffle was played, if that's what they got.
Now, I don't know anything about that, Louie. What's the background
Dan
of that?
Dan Worley, you know the...
Oh, yeah, the one that wrote the...
used to do that, them chilling rags in Chicago, man, the skiffle.
Yes, is that what that is?
Yeah,
is skiffle? What is that word, you know?
It's a kind of shout thing. You play at them house rent parties, you know, and he was a popular boy. That's all he could play, but I mean, he was popular. But see, and then the rock and roll, that came from the sanctified churches, see? But they get those things a new name, and it's a fad and all that, but...
But it's been here before under a different name.
I was in dresses. I mean, he was singing things like that in the sanctified churches with the banjo.
Right.
And things like that.
That's
and when
true.
Buddy Petit died, the cornet player in New Orleans, I happened to be at the Suburban Garden in 1931, and I was a pallbearer. And when he went to the church, they had two kids about 5 years old singing a tune like Pledging My Love. La, 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 la.
Yeah, I can hear.
That's what they sang over Buddy's body.
Yes.
And that's supposed to be a hymn. See? Now, Pledging My Love is the same thing, and that's supposed to be rock and roll.
Yep, I hear the beat, the same, the accent on the...
So, a lot of times you hear music, you know, just don't worry about what it is, as long as it sounds good. Because it's hard to tell what style and everything like that some of the pieces are played.
Yeah, I guess there is too much...
And a musician should never stamp himself as one style, no way.
No, and there's too much of that analysis going on anyhow.
Well, it's no good. I mean, you come down the line where you have to play a show or... play some music for somebody that's singing something else that you ain't been playing every day, then you're stuck.
Yeah, you got to be able to play any style.
We're not worried about what kind of show we go run into.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to play the show, or play acts and everything else, you know?
There was a statement that I heard attributed to you. I don't know if you made it. Somebody asked you once about folk singing. Somebody said, what about folk music to you, Louis? You remember what you said? Huh?
I don't know. Somebody
asked. Somebody said folk music. You were supposed to have said, "Why, Daddy? I don't know no other kind of music but folk music. I never heard a horse sing a song." Did you say that? Huh?
I don't know. I know they ask me a lot of things right time, sometime, right away. Like them cats in Switzerland on the street with their mics. You know, we was playing right up the street from the. All them big boys there, you know, and they
in had, Switzerland.
Yeah, and then this cat, I'm on my way to the concert now. He come tell me, what about the big four down the street there? You know, I thought you were talking about musicians. I said, if they can blow, it's all right.
It's all right with me.
you know, I never was a man that's in politics to that extent, and I like some fellas, you know, trying to know a lot about the situation, see? But I know what is happening and all that, but when it comes to music, I'll talk to you all day, you know?
That's right, on all morning,
all
too, like we're going to do right here.
Like that, yeah.
Now, what about your favorite instrumental groups, Louis?
Well, I mean, it all depends on what groups, what they want to get together and all that. But I like all music, trios, big bands, or whatever it is. As long as it's playing good, that's all. was all on me. I mean,
a couple of years ago, Louis, you made a few statements regarding contemporary music, modern music, and some of the things that the youngsters were playing these days. You still feel the same way about that that you did then?
Well, a lot of times we just say a lot of things, you know, like a nice little feud, like Ben Boyden and Walter Winchell had.
Yeah, well, you and Dizzy had a little thing.
But they're still the best of friends.
Yeah.
Dizzy at my house every day, and I'm always here. She live right around the corner in Corona.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well, can you hear some of the things now that Dizzy's doing that maybe you didn't hear before, or...
Well, I mean, I always could hear Dizzy.
You could always
Dizzy
hear
Dizzy always was a fine musician, and always first-class musician. And the things he played, that was his, I mean, but not that he can't play a score.
Oh, yeah.
You know where he come from, the regular bands. So he sits up there and he's jamming, and some cat hear what he play, him and Charlie Buck, and just named it a style, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Dizzy ain't said nothing, he's still blowing, you know?
Yeah.
So he makes the style, and then the youngster come up, he don't realize the experience Dizzy had. He thinks that's the style he should try to adopt. That's the only thing about it.
Yeah, well,
and then his chops ain't developed enough to...
To play that way.
That way.
Mm-hmm.
So in a year's time, he's finished.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's very interesting, Louis. Yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up.
We was taught to build up the embouchure, you know?
Mm-hmm. Takes a long time to do that.
That's right.
And develop a tone.
Well, for a youngster to just start playing to try to play like Dizzy, I mean, he's true. His lips not toughening up, and he never had the experience.
Well, now we're going to listen to a few things that somebody's chops have been pretty toughened up to. We're going to listen to a few Louis Armstrong records now.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, it's all right with me.
Lou, you ever play any of your own records at home?
Well, that's all I got in my files. to the extent, because everything we record, anything, I put it on tape.
See? Yes, you have the whole thing.
So, well, after all, it's just like in the movies, they give you a record line, so when the camera on you, you know that tune, and you won't fluff the words and things. Well, that's the same thing. We make a record, I got to do it for the public.
Right.
So they give me the sample record, I put it on my tape. Somebody asks for it, when the record come out, I'm straight.
And you got them all.
Yeah, never sleep on no tune.
Okay, let's roll a few now.